everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 628 Rock Hunter.
Bleep, blop, blorp, bleep, blorp.
Actually, yeah, you really are sounding robot-y this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Well, hold on. You gotta say more stuff.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Check, check. Why do they say that? Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Check. Check, check,
check, check, check, check, check, check, check.
Is that better? Am I back?
Nope, you still sound like a robot.
What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me shut some things down.
Are you talking through a talk boy? Is that what you're doing right now?
Let me shut some things down, you know? Maybe I'm sucking up too much internet.
That's what it is. Close all those ex-hamster tabs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're still sounding robot-y, man.
Still robot-y, huh?
Still robot-y. Like a robot.
I shut all the way, so it's... It's definitely on your end.
No, how is it on my end that you sound
like a robot?
Because
your internet sucks.
That has nothing to do with it, dummy. You're coming through the board. What are you talking about?
Yeah, buddy, you need internet, too, to receive my, you know what I'm saying? Your signal counts, too.
No. Moron. It's not going through that.
Hey, let me take this one, all right?
You're not a techie guy. Here. Oh, big sorry, Steve Jobs, okay?
I know a lot. I really do.
You know nothing.
So here, how about this? Link quality. S99, right, 99, 33.6 kilobytes. Yeah, I'm flying. My internet is flying now.
It's coming through you. It's got to be.
It's not coming through me. Trust me. We've been on the phone with Comcast 9 times. Like, we pay a lot, and we're not getting the internet quality that I think you're promising us.
Maybe you should go to IdiotCast, because that's what you need.
No. Hey. Trust me on this one. Right?
You do sound better right now. So whatever you did on your end worked out.
It's your end. You're catching up to me.
I haven't touched
anything. You're the turtle. Your internet's the turtle. I'm the rabbit.
Well, pretty sure the turtle won in that old fable. So nice job. Yeah.
You're right. The turtle did win.
He did win. Yes, he did. So how's that taste? Uh-huh. How's that taste?
Doesn't taste good. It really doesn't.
Suck it. Rabbit. I think you're good for now. So anyway, let's get right to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing. Getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser's. Other great new products like Neutral. They got specialty things for the summer. Make sure you're stocked up. Drink responsibly with Bud Distributing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Had a few over the weekend, man. I keep saying this. It's hard to get away from the oranges. But, like, I don't know why. I love that.
It's refreshing. Refreshing.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, like...
An orange?
Like a Faygo or something, maybe, as a kid. Like orange something.
That's fair. But just got a little kick to it.
There's a little kick to it. I love it.
Nice.
It's good stuff, man. Anyway. All right. Sports. Last night. NHL. Red Wings beat the Penguins 7-4. Damn. It's a high-scoring game for hockey. There were 11 goals last night in that game.
Nice.
I like that. You know, it's exciting. It would have been a good one to go to. Stars beating the Blackhawks last night 4-1. So there you go. Blackhawks struggling a little bit, I guess. Anyway, moving on. NBA tonight. There's some games. Bucks going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7 o'clock. Pistons going to be in Oklahoma City playing the Thunder at 8 o'clock, and the Lakers going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Should we go to Chicago tonight? Should we go watch a game? A
little basketball?
Huh? It's going to be at 8 o'clock.
Nah.
And they're an hour behind. So 7 o'clock our time.
No. In Chicago, they're an hour ahead.
Oh, they are an hour ahead, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, we're an hour ahead. They are. Yes. Yeah, so if it's
No. Chicago is an hour behind, just like I said.
So if it's 8 there, it's 9 o'clock here. That's what you got it wrong. That's where you got it wrong.
No.
You said it's 7 here. No. If it's 8 o'clock there, it's 9 o'clock here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'm the turtle. You're the stupid rabbit. Don't you forget it.
Why is that so hard? So the math, when you're like driving to Chicago.
Oh, it's the worst.
So we got dinner in Chicago at 7 o'clock Chicago time? Chicago time, but we're an hour back. So we lose an hour, or do we?
Go in
just
there
let the
great.
GPS figure it out, you know?
Going there is great. Coming home always sucks.
Here's the thing. When I have to be somewhere in Chicago at a certain time, it's like either I'm going to be on time or like 4 hours late or early.
Early, yeah. It's either right on time or wildly off. Yeah.
There's been times where I've gone to the airport, right? Get there early because you don't want to miss anything. They always say, get there early. You don't want to miss your flight. Blah, blah. And then I forgot about Chicago time. So now I got there early and another hour earlier.
Yep.
I'm going to be sitting here for 5 hours.
Better go to that Express Chili's and get a beer, man, because you're going to be there for a while.
Sip on this thing.
Actually, the last time change, so we were in Wisconsin, right? You know, when we sprung forward. So we technically lost. It was hard coming back. So we lost an hour of sleep, but then we were also an hour behind of our Eastern time. Oh, my God. So really, it was like 3 hours. It threw me off, man. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine going to, like, Japan. I mean, did you get jet lag when you went to
To Ireland? No, it wasn't that big of a change.
It was only, like, 8 hours, right?
Nine hours? The flight was 8 hours, and I think they weren't that... I could look it up, but I'm tired. I don't want to. But it wasn't that bad. It took like, a day to kind of... I think that first day, we're kind of like, I was a little sleepy earlier on or something like that, but...
Yep. Hey, there's some news in the NFL. This is kind of crazy. I'm just kind of pushing basketball aside because we got a lot of basketball to talk about coming up here. So, listen to this, man. Lamar Jackson's frustration over contract negotiations reached a boiling point when he announced Monday that he has requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens.
I saw that.
Yeah, staying in Baltimore may be his best and only option, honestly, but. The two sides can't really agree on a long-term deal. It's kind of crazy. And rumors are swirling that somebody in the Lamar camp contacted somebody from New England.
Ooh.
It's like Lamar wants to play for you guys. And I guess Lamar's camp is small. That's what they're saying. He's got like a kind of a small, tight niche. You know, it's like his agent, maybe a buddy from high school or something, but
not a lot of
nobody really knows. Yeah. Usually there's a big group around where you can kind of, somebody will leak something, you know?
Yeah.
That's a rumor.
It's always big when a quarterback or any player, a primetime player says, hey, I want to be traded. Yeah. That can cause a rift in the organization because how do you come back from that if they come to terms? Like, is it, it's almost like, I don't know, like a public breakup, and then you get back together. It's kind of awkward, you know what I mean, for everyone around
awkward.
You.
Yeah,
it's
everybody awkward. Everybody kind of knows, you know.
Because here,
knows.
The one party was like, F you guys, and then the other one's like, well, hold on. You know,
hey, we're back.
Yeah.
Can you guys act normal around us?
Everything's fine. We're back. Fine. Yeah.
Give it 2 weeks.
It's going to be different this time. No, it's not.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be different.
It's always the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Lamar Jackson could be in a different jersey next year. It's crazy. Yeah, honestly, the whole quarterback situation in the NFL is kind of wild. There's going to be a shakeup. Another situation yesterday, I was listening to the Dan. I was fishing yesterday, midday yesterday, and had the old Dan Patrick show on.
Old Danny P.
The old Danny P. They're talking, hey, man, it's not official, but they're like, yeah, Rodgers already has a Jets jersey. It's already printed on the back of the jersey.
Now what it is just the Packers going to continue to, I mean, there still is a small chance that they don't come to terms. Yeah. That's a very small chance, in my opinion. But,
very small.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
very...
the GM gunk-cursed that idiot who wasted Rodgers' career. He went on public record. He told everyone, like, yeah, look, we tried getting hold of Rodgers, but we couldn't do it. So now he's dropping a dime on Rodgers, saying, look, we wanted to talk to him, but, you know, he didn't. So
they kind of pointing fingers at each other again.
That relationship is now ended. And so now it's what are the Packers going to get for Aaron Rodgers? And they're really putting the screws to the Jets on what they're getting. So
it almost kind of sounds like he's putting They played some clips yesterday of Rodgers when he was on the DP show.
Yep.
And it was right after they drafted Jordan Poole.
Jordan Love.
And you could, you know, Jordan Love. Yeah, Jordan Poole. What? Jordan Love. Yeah, right after drafted Jordan Love. And you could just hear it in his voice. You know, like he didn't say much about it. Kind of danced around the question, you know, but Right then and there, you could almost tell, like, man, this dude is not happy with
and
that
he shouldn't have been. For God's sakes. Here's the thing. You know what the Packers did, all right? They've been blinded by their own greed and luck, okay? Because when they drafted Aaron Rodgers, they lucked out so much. First of all, Aaron Rodgers should have went to the 49ers. Everyone thought he was a shoe-in to go to the 49ers, and then they took Alex Smith. All right. Yeah. The Packers got him. All right. And it's the same thing. Favre was mad. Everyone's talking.
You know what? It's like the Packers beat themselves within their own organization.
They did. They did because you know what they did with Love? They tried getting exactly what they got with Aaron Rodgers. We already have an amazing quarterback. Let's draft another quarterback and you will luck out again. Jordan Love's going to be great. That was lightning. Lightning does not strike twice when it comes to NFL. Legendary NFL quarterbacks. All right,
you gotta have a good professional relationship.
Yep,
and I feel like there were some attitudes on both sides.
that just don't really go well together.
And that's not good for an NFL team. You need chemistry. You need flow.
You're seeing that now again. To go back to Lamar, you're putting this tension between people, and that will show on the field. Even though everyone's professional, it's still going to show on the field. You know what I mean?
100%.
So
100%. You never see Super Bowl winners that hate each other.
Yeah.
You know? That's just not a thing. That doesn't happen. We don't really get along and our chemistry is terrible. But for some reason, we just can't lose.
Yep.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, no, the Packers screwed themselves so bad in this. And I always say it'll be talked about for years and years. When this is all said and done, Rodgers retires, the one main conversation will be, let's talk about the epic fail of the Green Bay Packer organization. Instead of surrounding him with amazing receivers in the last, you know, 6-7 years of his career, no, they drafted a quarterback, and that is what set the dominoes to fall.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to go to the Jets, and every time they play Green Bay, I own you.
Yeah, honestly.
I own you. And then you're going to get a taste of your own damn medicine.
Yeah. And it probably happened with Favre. He went to the Jets. I don't know if they played ever when he was at the Jets. But then when he went to Minnesota, what did he do? He came and he beat us. Brett Favre beat the Packers. All right.
I own you.
Yep. So.
Yeah, what if he just started trashing Green Bay? How would you feel about that?
I don't think he would. Here's the thing, is he won't trash the city.
Out of any quarterback, he would be the one to do it.
He won't trash the city, all right? He loves the city, and I think he knows, like, he's obviously loves Green Bay and the people and the fans. What he will start poking holes in is the organization, and he's done it already. He's done it already. He's made comments before about how he didn't like how things were being run. He didn't like this and that. That's fine, because I'm right there with you as a Packer fan, seeing what we did. Go for it, Aaron. You know what I mean? Gunkers is an idiot. That guy's a moron, man.
You guys wasted some serious talent.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it'd be like. Well, that's not a good comparison, but you're like the '92 Bulls, not really using Michael Jordan.
You know? Dude, we had Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back. 30 years of Hall of Fame play.
Two
Super Bowls. That's it. Three appearances.
Damn. Tom Brady's got, like, triple that on.
Yeah, but it's not lost on me as a Packer fan. It's really not. That's why
that's
I say.
Individual.
If I ever saw Gunkhurst, and I'm not even saying his name right, I refuse to learn it, but that idiot
you
Gunkhurst.
You wasted him.
If I ever saw him in public, he'd get an earful. That's for sure.
That's what you say. You wasted our quarterbacks.
You idiot. Here, have some cheese. And I shove cheese in his face.
Yeah, you know what? You're 100% right, though.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, how many awesome receivers has Brady? He had Moss.
Oh, dude.
Edelman. I mean, Brady does turn, like, mediocre receivers into something, I guess. But could you imagine if all these years, like, if Rodgers had Moss? I guess he had Devontae for a while, but.
But then we got rid of Devontae.
Imagine having like Ocho Cinco or Green Bay just like going all in on these receivers.
There was times where we could have done it, but no, we don't pick up free agents.
And here's another thing. Like, if you go all in, yes, you're down a little bit because you had to pay a chunk of change for these people. But when you win the Super Bowl, don't you get that bonus? Don't you basically get that back?
Well, and then think about think about just all the extra stuff you get from it. That's great for the franchise. The trickle down money effect goes on well past that. You can ask more for tickets. Your merchandise costs more. You can charge more for hot dogs at the stadium because people are paying. Actually, someone just posted Packer ticket prices are now down 10% than they were last year.
Really?
Already. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Sad. Sad organization.
That I told you, that douchebag Gookin cursed or whatever his name is.
You ruined it.
Yep. Blew it.
Anyway. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of a...
Well...
It was a good analysis yesterday of what is going on in the quarterback world
well,
in the NFL.
Well, to
right
add
now.
To it, San Francisco has come out and said, Purdy's our guy. They're like, he earned his spot, so here we go. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant.
Well, wait, where'd Garoppolo go to? He went to Vegas?
Vegas. Garoppolo's in Vegas. Dude, it's crazy out there right now.
Dude, somebody said yesterday that Vegas is trying to get Tom. They keep contacting Tom, and
you
Tom's
know what?
Like, no.
You know what?
No, it's not happening. Not
Garoppolo
happening,
but... would be so happy to sit behind Tom Brady again.
That's what he did this first in however many years of his career.
Yep.
Just collecting Super Bowl rings. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Your little Jimmy G would not complain about that.
He'd be like, yeah, wait, you guys, I get to go back to the bench? Yes!
That's like two more rings. Yes!
He's going to be so happy because you know why? He's not going to get injured on the bench, all right?
We're going to get you.
It's like, hey, guys, take a little bit of my pay. Give it to Brady. I don't care. Just let me get back on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Derek Carr going to New Orleans. I mean, dude, it's going to be a different year next year.
Wow.
For sure. For sure.
It's wild, though. I mean, just think about Purdy's situation. Going from third string, thinking, hey, I'm never going to probably even play a down in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, hey, you're starting now.
Yeah. You're it. Wait, what?
You're the guy.
I'm the guy? And he
that just
him,
proves, man. Hey, if you're second string or third string, you better be ready.
Yep.
You're gonna have one shot. You better not throw an interception. You better not blow it.
What if you only had one shot, one opportunity? All right.
Mom, spaghetti. You know what I'm saying?
I think I did see some of spaghetti on his jersey when he walked out. I don't blame him. Third string. I gotta start. I gotta start. Shouldn't have had that spaghetti.
All right, Marshall, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
All right, I do want to lead in something so I don't forget. I got a mascot story for next hour.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's always fun when you get to talk about the
cost
real.
Me $25,000, Polly.
It's always fun when you get to talk about the true athletes, the mascots, all right? They're the real athletes out there.
Somebody beat up a mascot again?
No, it's not that good of a story, but it's still. We'll have some fun with it. But all right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Good morning. Can't turn the microphone on, you idiot.
Mm-hmm. Kick your ass out on the course.
Welcome to Brock and Hunter. What are you going to? Why? What?
No, I was trying to segue into telling people, hey, we got a golf tournament May 20th, and it's serious.
Dude, that's sneaking up on us. That's sneaking up on us. That's, what, 2 months away?
It's a big, super serial tournament. It's serious.
Yep.
Better put your gear on. Better start prepping now.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars on the line.
It's a big deal. Tiger Woods is going to be there. No, I can't say that. He's not going to be there.
Don't say that.
A photo of Tiger Woods is going to be there.
Because there will be one guy.
I just said that Tiger was going
to
be
what
here.
What the hell, man? Then we got to explain to the one guy.
I'm missing my daughter's birth for this. I thought Tiger Woods was going
to
be
look,
here.
Look, we'll try to get you like an autographed card or something, you know.
I ain't ponying
no joke, though. There is a tournament up north that I just saw. It came through a Facebook ad. And it's Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
And John Daly. They're pairing up, and they're doing, like, this tour with tournaments. So you get, you know how much it is? It's a twosome. Brock, what are you doing? I can't remember the date. I think it's in September. It's $800 for a twosome. So that's $400 a piece. But, and it's a cannabis tournament. So you probably get a big bag of weed. You get to meet John Daly. You get to meet Shooter McGavin.
So for $400, you can golf with the greatest golfer of all time and John Daly. Is that what it
you're
is?
Damn right.
I love it.
Damn.
I love it. Fantastic. I'm not going to let my reign at the top be spoiled by some white. What does he say? Not going to let my reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Sideshow clown. Right, there it is. Burned the house down.
What's going on here? Oh, I was just looking for this bottle. Oh, here's some of it.
I mean, he's got to do those quotes throughout the tournament, right?
Do you think he's sick of them? I mean, come on now.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, you should see his like little, those little vine things he makes or whatever for people. Yeah. He really leans into it, and I love it. Why not? If
greatest you're an actor, ever.
That's what made you, you know?
Yep.
Greatest golfer of all time.
He's played
some Shoot him again.
He's played some good roles, that's for sure. That's for sure. He's the bad guy in Dirty Work, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And the tour favorite, Shoot him again. The Waterbury Open. That's what they should call it.
The Waterbury.
Yeah. Hey, this would be a good idea. The Waterbury Open, and you have Adam Sandler, you have Christopher McDonald, you have all the guys from Happy Gilmore.
Chubbs. Yep. Well, the ghost of Chubbs.
You got the caddy.
You got to have the ghost of Chubbs or the angel Chubbs because he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. He's not dead in real life, but he died in the movie is what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah. We've only just begun. To live. White lace and prices.
The golf company used Chubbs in a commercial. That's hilarious.
Right? Don't worry, Happy. Got my hand back.
Up there with that alligator.
Yep. Anyway, enough of the greatest golf tournament ever that we're going to put together. We got to keep things going here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stacked up. Delicious Bud Light, other great things. And if you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty because you're stacked up. Drink responsibly. Bud Distributing.
So, hey, earlier I said, let's talk about that in sports. What was it? Do you remember? Earlier this morning.
Oh, we were talking about cutting weight for wrestling.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that real quick?
I mean,
is that still a thing?
I got my mascot story. I don't know what else you want to talk about. I don't care.
Yeah, let's talk about this in your mascot story. So real quick, is cutting weight, like ridiculously cutting weight for wrestling still a thing?
So my nephews are really into wrestling right now, especially the oldest one. And granted, he's in middle school, so it's not as intense. But he still has to make weight and everything. But they got a little bit more wiggle room. But I think
I had a buddy literally go, I'm no joke. From like 185 to like 125.
I played football my senior year. I weighed 160, and then I cut down to 140, and I did not have 20 pounds to lose. I did not have 20 pounds to lose. I was miserable my senior
year. So why I'm asking this, out of all the things that are cut out of society today,
yep.
You know, it's kind of soft compared to what it used to be, in my opinion.
Yep.
But if that's still a thing, like nobody's say anything? Like,
I think it's probably not as hardcore as it was even 20 years ago.
Taking salt baths and spitting in cups during class and just anything you can do to just...
Yeah. I remember my high school girlfriend telling me what a jerk I was during wrestling season because I was so hungry all the time. I'm telling you, I'd eat like 3 ounce steaks and water, and that was it. Like,
is this a bad analogy?
What?
Much like wrestling. Okay. No, I'm not bulimic. I wrestle. And now you look at it differently. You're like, oh, okay, so there's something involved there for what you do. Much like, you know, it's not prostitution. I'm filming it.
Yeah. I think that correlates. I think that works.
Throw something into the mix and now all of a sudden it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it was terrible, dude. I vowed to never cut weight.
I got it. Here's why I never really understood it. Because, okay, you lost 20 pounds, but now you're frail. Now you're weak.
Oh, I was so tired.
You don't have nutrients. You don't feel good, you know? I would rather wrestle at my weight and feel healthy and good than try to cut a bunch of weight and walk in there like Schmeagle.
So here's the problem is my wrestling class, I had some really good wrestlers in my grade on my team. And the kid that was at 145, he was a junior, and he was awesome. He was fantastic. And then going up to 140, 145, 152? Was that the other one? And 152 was
stacked. In middle school, I wrestled 155.
155, yeah.
That was a class. And I think it went up to 165.
Yeah. But I the only way I could do it is if I cut down to 140. That was it. That was the only way I would have been varsity that year because there was no one else. I couldn't beat higher or I couldn't go any lower. So yeah, 140.
Would you take salt baths?
Never had to do that, but I'd do the spitting and I wouldn't eat. Oh my God, I was miserable.
And buddies taking salt baths. And the buddies in the rubber uniforms or whatever.
Oh, dude, I'd walk around school with saran wrap around my stomach and around my legs.
I had the same thing.
It was awful, dude. It was awful.
That's just.
I mean, in the moment, you loved it because.
How was that legal?
Yeah. Yep.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
How was that okay? I
cheated on my hydration test.
How do you cheat on that?
So what I did was I went a little in the cup, and then when I flushed, I just put the cup under the water a little bit in the and that watered it. Because remember how they did that? They do the test. I diluted it, and they take that little piece with the different, and they'd put it in there. Like, all right, you're good to go. Yep.
So that's like, not good. You could have died.
I mean,
my body fat
was. Dude, I was skinny. I was skinny. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, my buddy that went from, like, I think it was 185 to, like, 130 or 125.
I don't know if that's possible.
Nobody thought that was walking around. Like, dude, you were a different person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this isn't. Your coach needs to sit you down for a second and be like, hey, we don't want you dying out on the mat.
Hey.
You know, maybe go have a burger.
Hey.
It's fine.
You got a couple pounds to lose, so why don't you get out of there? So. Let's see. Kyle did say, yeah, weight. Cutting weight is still a big thing. And Hate Brock Hunter said, we even took a Fedra. Or is it a Fedra?
What's that? Just a weight loss pill?
Yeah, I think that's banned now. Like, it was that big weight loss thing.
It's not good. You're not going into your match, you know, 100%. You just don't feel
good. No. My whole senior year, like, I was just tired. Like, it's amazing. That 6 minutes was the longest six minutes of my life.
That's why you got pinned all year long.
To be fair, I also still smoked in high school, too. So I was the only wrestler that was smoking cigarettes on the way home after.
How about this? How about just not wrestle? Let's just not wrestle this year.
No, man. Chicks dig wrestlers.
It's the only reason he did it.
To be honest.
Care about
honestly,
wrestling.
I spent more time. Like, my favorite thing in the world in high school, my favorite thing in the world in high school was a weekend wrestling tournaments because you'd have all the teams there from different schools and you'd have all the teams' cheerleaders there. And I just spent more time talking to the cheerleaders. That's what it was. My coach was always looking for me, like, Brock, you have to wrestle. And I'm like, well, hold on.
I'm at six. Where's Brock?
I'm talking to Stacy here. Give me a second.
You're like over there pretending like you're warming up. But you're really just over there talking to Stacy.
Oh, man. Yep.
Did you guys do that thing with your arms where you'd wiggle them like this?
Oh yeah. Can I show you real quick what I do? This will be the.
It's how I get on our stream if you want to watch what Brock used to do.
You want to see what Brock used to do as he got himself ready for the match? Okay.
So, miserable wrestling years.
Here we go. This is what. Here we go. So I walk up. Right.
What does that do? What are you wiping your hands off on your thighs?
No, I just slap my thighs, get those things feeling hot, ready to go.
Yeah, he's over there peacocking. Yep. He's trying to get the other guy intimidated a little bit. Is he over there slapping his thighs? What's that doing? Yeah, we used to do that too. You get real down low.
Do that hand wiggle. Nah, I was never that showy. I do a little thigh slap, kind of, you know, get myself amped up. Yeah. But yeah, we had that. You always have that one wrestler. That...
Yeah. Hey, what did your high school gym ceiling look like?
Ask your mom. I had her on there all the time.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
You're looking at it a lot.
How about that? And mats. Can we find a better way? Why? Rolling up those effing mats at
that
the end.
Sucked.
Dude, it sucked.
That sucked.
You ever get stuck under one of those things?
Oh, my God.
We lost
it's not like the parachute that you would run under gym class.
No.
Those mats. 10,000-pound mats.
Oh, my God. You got a bunch of frail,
forklift to get this thing out
underfed
here.
Wrestlers trying to move those things. Jeez. Mm. It's heavy coach.
Full of ringworm, too.
Oh, God. Yeah. Before every practice, right, we'd have this little tiny rest. Do you guys have a wrestling room, like a tiny little wrestling room?
Yeah. An entire dedicated
room
to
wrestling. And it was so hot. It was just cranked up in there. And there's it was the least sanitary place you could be because all we do is take this big mop bucket, all right, and this dirty mop before each practice. What is that going to do?
Man, It's not cleaning up the ringworm.
That ringworm has to be. You want to find, actually, you want to find the most dangerous disease out there? Go to any high school wrestling room and just get a sample of that ringworm that's living there. That thing is impervious.
Just a giant petri dish. You know?
Just impervious to everything.
Hey.
Let's see.
You got your mascot story?
We don't got time. It's 7:40. I'm reading some comments here on our wrestling. So, Honest Abe said all school sports are weird. I remember a kid passing out, hitting the ground hard on cross country. Those cross country was crazy too.
One. That's another one. Yep. I had another buddy who did cross country. I'm like, yeah, football practice was tough yesterday. Blah blah blah. I'm like, what'd you do for cross country? I don't know. We ran like 90 miles.
There was a.
I'm like, what? That shouldn't be legal.
Yeah, he had the coach. He had the coach behind him in his car. Run faster! We had a kid in cross country. I remember in our school. I think he was a year or two above me. He used to walk on his tiptoes all the time to strengthen his leg muscles. I mean, he would tiptoe through the entire school.
Wow!
For what? For high school cross country?
High school cross country. It's a big deal. Hey, it's a big deal.
Yep.
You know what? It's the parents. Yep. It's the few parents around it that make it a big deal. Yep. You know? And if you go to the games, you can kind of point them out. You can see them. Like, those are the people that put the pressure on.
Yeah.
You know? You come out there and then, like, relax. It's high school sports. It's fun. It's a big deal. It's fun in the moment. But, hey, kids, 20, 30 years later, I don't even remember the games.
No. I remember after the game when we go to Pizza Hut, all right?
I remember trying to look over people's shoulders from the bench, see what's going on. We score yet?
What are you going on? Hey, guys, we still getting Pizza Hut after this? Sonny did say they do have better mats now, lighter and fold easier. Oh, good for you guys, spoiled kids. Once again, that's why we're getting soft.
Everything is better.
Ridiculous.
You've seen some of the college campuses because that's what they are now.
Yeah.
High school I went to, you should drive by it. Oh, my God.
See, you know what, dude? Think about how everything's
better.
You know, my freshman year, we used old singlets from previous years. We got old singlets. Oh, my God.
I wore a singlet specifically from, like, 1970.
Yeah.
And it was one color, but then it had, like, the outline to it. It just looked so... Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what that material was. And it was loose on the leg. All the elasticity was gone around the thigh.
Yeah. It was like,
how many balls have been in that?
It's like wool or something. I don't know what that was made of.
How many balls were inside that thing? Sweaty nuts inside that singlet. God almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, again, in the time, it was, I wouldn't take anything back, but I hated cutting weight. Long story short, to talk about that, that was awful.
Tell you what, I had a sweet pair of Asics.
The greatest shoe ever, man.
Some sweet Asics, bro.
I had a black and white pair of Asics.
I think that's all they had.
There wasn't a lot.
One pair of Asics.
You could order. They had that wrestling magazine where you could order like the purple ones or the neon ones.
Yeah.
I had a black pair with white stripes, and then I think one year I had red. I think it was red and black. Those were pretty cool, but yep. I haven't said the word Asics in 20 years.
The days, man.
Anyway, well, enough of Hunter and I reminiscing about the good old days and our athletic bodies. We'll have actual sports for you tomorrow. We'll wrap this up now.
We'll try something. We'll give it a whirl.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.